Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, Indiana has seen unprecedented numbers of unemployment claims. But as the pandemic continues and another stimulus package hasn't been put in place since the Extended CARES Act ended in July, one listener asks our City Limits series, what happens to quarantined people after unemployment benefits expire? WFIU News' Benta Boutier reports while state and federal aid has been made available, some worry that options are still too limited for those left most vulnerable.
Scott Olson is the Department of Workforce Development Media Director. He says regardless of someone's quarantine status, state and federal unemployment insurance benefits eventually will run out. And as Indiana moves into stage 5 of reopening, if someone is called back to work, they no longer can claim the unemployment benefits.
Whether that correlates to actual employers, you know, calling back more workers, or we'll see.
He says efforts like extending the CARES Act over the summer and the Lost Wages Assistance Program cushioned the financial effects of the pandemic. Along with the CARES Act, Indiana's 5-month-long moratorium on evictions ended in August. In July, Governor Eric Holcomb started a rental assistance program for struggling Hoosiers, which is now closed. Eddie Ryu Jr. is the Director of Operations for the South Central Community Action Program, which helped to distribute funds from the rental assistance program. He says federal and state assistance has been extremely helpful, but for people who were already vulnerable, complications created by the pandemic are especially hard to overcome.
Some of us are working from home, some of us are working less hours, others can't work at all because of the nature of their jobs and because of things like having at-risk individuals that they're caring for. We're seeing a lot of folks regularly that have used our services in the past, but now they have to deal with this whole other level of stress from COVID-19.
He says his organization has extended some of the services it offers, like the Energy Assistance Program, in order to help people whose income has been stymied or stopped. Normally, that program ends in May, but this year it ran into August because of increased need. The program started up again this month.
Usually there's a break for our caseworkers, and now we're bouncing back in September to re-help those folks.
The South Central Community Action Program has been servicing people remotely because of the pandemic. Ryu says this has created added challenges because not everyone has access to Wi-Fi or a computer.
For a lot of folks, either they don't have the know-how or they don't have the infrastructure to access those things.
Ryu says his organization operates the Head Start program in Monroe County. He says this service is especially important to families returning to work because it provides a childcare option for people who would otherwise have to stay home to care for children. He adds that those whose unemployment benefits have run out or are about to could turn to resources like temporary assistance for needy families and SNAP. During the pandemic, both programs temporarily lowered barriers to accessing the services. Jessica Frazier is the director of the Indiana Institute for Working Families. She says though both programs are important, they don't have the same effect that the $600 a week boost to federal unemployment did for families.
There are limitations to how you can use SNAP dollars. There are limitations to how you can use the nutrition support from women, infants, and children. Usually rental assistance goes directly to the landlord, which is fine, but it's not cash. And families need cash to deal with a car repair emergency or an unexpected school fee for their children.
She says a way Indiana could help vulnerable families is by strengthening programs like TANF. TANF provides cash support to families with children under 18 years old for up to 5 years. But because the amount families receive has not been updated since 1988, Frazier says the support isn't sufficient. A family of three's net income after paying for basic needs must be under $288 a month to receive TANF support. Frazier says she expects to see the number of struggling families increase through the pandemic if support systems like TANF are not updated. Olson says the Department of Workforce Development is waiting to see if another round of stimulus will be put through. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.